Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. Today's program features soundworks, recordings, and CDs and so on by Vancouver-based artist Rodney Graham. But before that, we have an announcement from James Tregaskis.
The Bowman Brothers present six evenings of improvised music at Battersea Arts Centre, Lavender Hill, Wandsworth, London SW11, 5TN. Admission £5, concessions £3. All concerts begin at 8:30 p.m. Box office 0207 223 2277. Sorry, that's wrong. 2227. Monday, 18th of January. Ensemble Triptych. Adam Bowman. Prepared strings. Catherine Pliegers, oboe and cor anglais. Adrian Northover, saxophones. And Eugene Martinek, solo electronic instruments. Jacques Fouchier, solo clarinets. And quintet featuring all five performers. Tuesday, 19th of January, Oren Marshall, tuba, Martin Speak, alto sax, Martin Sanders on drums, and Tony Marsh on drums, Alexander Hawking, piano, and Phil Minton, voices, Alan Wilkinson, alto and baritone saxophone, Douglas Benford, solo glockenspiel and mouth organs. Wednesday, the 20th of January, Lol Coxhill, soprano sax. Roger Turner, drums, and Mark Brown, saxes and percussion. Steve Nash, toys and percussion. Sonic Pleasure, bricks. And Max Eastley, invented instruments. The Massian Trio, Steve Beresford, piano, Dave Tucker, double bass, and Javier Carmona on drums. Thursday, the 21st of January, Thursday, 21st of January, Dave Solomon, drums, Gary Todd, tenor sax, Jeff Cloak, resonances, Max Reed, dance, Terry Day, bamboo pipes, etc., Hannah Marshall, cello, Shabaka Hutchins, clarinet, tenor saxophone, Tanya Chen, piano, Mark Sanders, drums, and Alan Wilkinson, alto and baritone saxophone. John Edwards, bass. And Steve Noble, drums. Friday, the 22nd of January. Band, Ivor Callan, violin and viola. Alison Blunt, violin. Hannah Marshall, cello. Benedict Taylor, viola. And John Russell, guitar. Dominic Lash, double bass. And Ian Smith, trumpet. Alan Tomlinson, trombone. Robert Jarvis, trombone. Oren Marshall, tuba. Tony Marsh, drums. Saturday, the 23rd of January, Saccardo Fukudo, violin, Roger Turner, drums, Steve Beresford, piano, and Hard Evidence, featuring Thelonious Monk tunes and more, with Adrian Northover, saxophone, Steve Noble, drums, Pat Thomas, piano, John Edwards, double bass, and the Oxford Melodica Ensemble, featuring Alex Hawkins, Malcolm Atkin, Francesco Serpiti, Martin Hackett, Marco Matos, cello, Rodrigo Monteiro on, I can't read it, and Thomas Rohrer on piano and soprano sax.
Well, thank you very much, James. So that was James Tregasius performing on Announcement. You better, perhaps you could recoup, where is this place?
It's at the Battersea Arts Centre, Lavender Hill, Wandsworth, London, SW11 5TN. The nearest railway station is Clapham Junction. That's on Monday the 18th of January until Saturday the 23rd of January.
Fine. And is this is curated, is it, by the Bowman brothers? Or?
It's actually curated by Adam Bowman.
Right.
But Adam wanted to keep the brand name of the Bowman brothers because, as yes. you know, they're very well known.
Yeah.
And he wanted to attract as many people as possible to it.
Right. Okay.
So I hope you can all go along.
Absolutely. Six nights. That's quite a... how much is it to get in?
Are you concession?
Me?
Yes.
Certainly not.
Because it would cost me £3.
Yes.
But it would probably cost you £5 because you're not a concession,
right.
are you, yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
So is it is £5 each and every night? Or can you get a package deal?
Every single night is going to cost you £5.
Oh.
But I'm sure if you're really keen, I'm sure you can sort of have a word with that.
Jump
and
over
might
the toll
let
gate.
You in free.
Yes. Fair enough.
No, you wouldn't, actually.
Jolly good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, James, for all of that. So now to wind up the programme. There's a few minutes left. So I'm going to press on with this probably a two-part mini-survey of the soundworks of Rodney Graham. And I shall be reading bits, passages from the Rodney Graham catalogue, which accompanied the exhibition at the Whitechapel Art Gallery. And at the back of that, there is an interview with Matthew Higgs and Rodney Graham. Rodney Graham, the UJ3RK5 grew out of a duo that consisted of me and a friend called Frank Johnson. We were inspired by the punk ethos and played crude lo-fi music using broken guitars and percussion. Later, we started practicing with Jeff Wall and Ian Wallace in the studios of the Simon Fraser University, where Jeff was teaching at the time. It was basically a loose amalgam of friends just jamming. William Gibson, the writer, was a member in the early days. Unfortunately, I could not or cannot get hold of anything by the UJ3RK5. I suspect that they only issued a few sort of EPs and pretty hard to find. So I'm going to kick off with a 10-inch vinyl LP, which was issued in 2000. And these records and CDs are usually available from art galleries. I got this one at the Listen Gallery when there was an installation of Rodney Graham's there. And you can also get them from places like Koenig Art Bookshop. But as far as I know, they're not available from record shops because it's all sort of, it's art, really. It's records as art. Anyway, we'll kick off with a track from Getting It Together in the Country. Some works with sound waves, some works with light waves, and some other experimental works by Rodney Graham. This track is called Feeling All Right, which I suspect was an old Traffic track by probably written by Nick Mason. Is it Nick Mason? Do you remember Nick Mason? Yes. Okay, well, we'll kick off with this anyway.
seems I've got to have a change of scene. 'Cause every night I have the strangest dream. Imprisoned by the way it might have been. Left here on my own, or so it seems. I've got to leave before I start to scream. But someone's locked the door and took the key. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself. Boy, it sure took me for one big ride. And even now I sit and wonder why. But when I think of you I start to cry. I just can't waste my time, I must keep dry. Gotta stop believing in all your lies. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself. You're feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself. Hung up in all I say. There was a time I really felt that way. But that was then, and now it is today. I can't get off yet, so I'm here to stay. Someone comes along and takes my place. With a different name, yeah, and a different face. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself. Feeling all right.
Okay, that was Rodney Graham, this week's featured artist. Feeling All Right from Getting It Together in the Country. Some works with sound waves, some works with light waves, and some other experimental works. That's a 10-inch vinyl record issued in 2000, which I got at the Listen Gallery when he had an installation there. And again, this is another quote from Rodney Graham being interviewed by Matthew Higgs in the Whitechapel catalogue. Rodney Graham speaking, possibly with Halcyon Sleep. That was a piece I made when I was completely depressed. It was made out of desperation. Halcyon Sleep was a performance in which I took a double dose of Halcyon in a motel on the outskirts of Vancouver and had my sleeping self removed several hours later, placed in the back of a van and driven home and put to bed by my brother and friend. It was a kind of reverse drunken kidnapping. I was consciously doing a play on a film noir trope of being drugged and being removed to somewhere on the outskirts of town and interrogated. It was also a reenactment of a childhood memory, a real one in my case, and one that I think a lot of people share, of falling asleep in the back of a car while on a journey, and then being carried to bed by your parents while you are sleeping. In any case, that was the first performance where I used myself and was ultimately about myself. It was an experiment, and it was successful in the sense that it opened up subsequent avenues for performances using myself. It was interesting to do, as I'm not normally the sort of person that likes to present myself in that way. Even though I always played in bands, I was always the guitar player hidden on the side of the stage. I was never interested in projecting my own personality, so it was a cathartic experience. Okay. So this next track comes from Rodney Graham, The Bedbug, Love Buzz. And this is a CD, also sort of, as far as I know, only available from sort of art bookshops such as Koenig or the Serpentine Gallery. Trees of you. Okay, that was those are two tracks from The Bedbug Love Buzz by Rodney Graham, Vancouver-based installation artist. And we've just got time for one more track and one more quote from the book. This is Rodney Graham speaking. Not me, of course, but from the book. Maybe at this point, because making music is still relatively new to me, I'm in a quandary at the moment because I'm so absorbed in the music, which makes it hard for me to get back into making art. Certainly with my visual art, I'm still clinging to some of my earlier, more conceptual strategies that my songwriting tries to refute. Although, that said, I think my art was always intended to be funny and gently parodic. And Matthew Higgs asks him, would it be a nice reversal if the art ultimately became your hobby and the music took over? Rodney Graham, that would be great. One of my dreams is to become a rock star come painter like Ronnie Wood and David Bowie. Matthew Higgs, but surely the downside of that scenario is that your art would never be taken seriously. Rodney Graham, I know, it's a hopeless situation.
I can't abide. Never again in my house. This I can't abide. She said, never again. So I zip my coat we my friend, you'll only get a hard stone in return.